It's so lonely by spells, Margaret sometimes thought wistfully. All the joys my good fortune has brought me can't quite fill my heart. There's always one little empty aching spot. Oh, if I had somebody of my very own to love and care for, a mother, a sister, even a cousin. But there's nobody. I haven't a relative in the world, and there are times when I'd give almost anything to have one. Well, I must try to be satisfied with friendship instead. Margaret's meditations were interrupted by a brisk footstep behind her, and presently Dr. Forbes came up. "Good afternoon, Miss Campbell. Taking a constitutional?" "Yes, isn't it a lovely day? I suppose you are on your professional rounds. How are all your patients?" "Most of them are doing well, but I'm sorry to say, I have a new one, and I am very much worried about her. Do you know Freda Martin?" "The little teacher in the primary department who boards with the Ways?" "Yes, I've met her once or twice. Is she ill?" "Yes, seriously. It's typhoid, and she..."